感谢神啊，让我们在安息日啊，借着神的话语来共同得到勉励造就。
Thank God that we're able to receive edifications and encouragement from the Bible.
啊，我们能够在这里啊，更能够认识神啊，在我们的信仰道路上啊，更有准确的方向。
Here we can take a further step to understand God and to have a better direction of which way we should take.
哎，我们今天一起来看啊，提摩太前书第一章。
Today, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
提摩太的前书第一章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
一章十五节说，基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Verse 15, it's a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, among whom I'm the foremost of all.
提摩太前后书啊，是保罗年纪老年的时候啊，以一个老年啊这个年老的啊传道人写信给一个年轻的传道人啊提摩太所讲的勉励的话。
Paul wrote 1st and 2nd Timothy while he was advancing age to Timothy, the young preacher.
提摩太当时候在牧养教会。
Timothy at that time was pastoring churches.
这个保罗已经服侍神好几十年了。
And Paul had been serving God for decades.
神启示他很多福音的真理。
God had revealed to him many truths regarding salvation.
他为神忠心啊，到处传福音。
He was a faithful servant of God who preached gospel everywhere he went.
在使徒教会啊，两千年前的使徒教会，很多都是他去建立的。
The apostolic church, which existed 2,000 years ago, many of them were built by Paul.
他很忠心啊，神跟他同工。
He was very faithful, and God was with him.
到了他老年的时候
，while he was advancing age,
他对这个年轻人年轻的工人所得的最重要的一个勉励的一句话，就是这句话。
He wrote the most encouraging words, which is,
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners.
这个。英文的话可能比较好，耶稣基督来到世上，来到这个世界，为了要拯救罪人。
Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners.
耶稣基督就是旧约所预言的那个受膏者。
Christ Jesus is the anointed one whom was described in the Old Testament.
我们一般称为弥赛亚，称为救主。
Commonly, we refer to him as the Messiah, as the Savior.
但是以赛亚书那里告诉我们
，But the book of Isaiah tells us,
这个婴孩耶稣要出生
，A babe will be born.
在八百主耶稣出生前八百年前就预言了。
800 years before Jesus Christ was born, this prophecy was written.
他不但会带给人类和平
，Not only will this babe bring peace among men.
他的本质又是永在的父，全能的神。
His essence is the everlasting Father, the Almighty God.
所以耶稣基督是什么意思呢？就是神的意思。
What does Jesus Christ mean? Means God.
圣经告诉我们，神是灵，没有人看得到的。
Bible tells us that God is spirit, no one can see him.
除非他来到这个看得到的世界。
Unless he came into this world, which we can see,
我们人才能够看得到他。
And otherwise, we cannot see him.
他不需要来到这个看得到的世界。
He didn't need to come into this material world.
他是在永远的里面。
He was in eternity.
但是他来到这个世界。
Yet he came into this world.
在这个世上过了三十三年。
And lived here for 33 years.
他只有一个目的。
He only had one purpose.
为了要拯救罪人
，That was to save sinners.
拯救人
，To save mankind.
特别是拯救罪人
，Especially sinners.
所以保罗说这是可信的，
That's,
可十分佩服的。
That's why Paul said that this is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance.
可信的就是我们的信仰，就是我们的 faith.
Trustworthy, because it requires us to have faith in it.
哎，就是我们所传的福音。
Which is the gospel that we preach.
就是神跟人最重要的好消息。
This is the best news, between God and man.
哎，那是我们要诚心的去接受。领受的
and we have to accept this with full acceptance.
这是一件最重要的事情。
This is the most important thing.
他要来拯救罪人。
That he wants to save sinners.
这句话是非常的重要。
This statement is very important.
这就是我们今天在这里聚会最重要的原因。
This is the most important reason that we're here having worship service.
我们在这边服事最重要的原因。
The most important reason that we're here to serve.
我们在这边传给人家的福音里面最重要的内容
It's the most important content of the gospel that we preach to others.
教会一定要传这个福音
Church has to preach this gospel.
以这个为中心
And use this as the center point.
如果教会没有这个信息
If church does not have this message,
这个就不是神的教会
Then this church does not belong to God.
因为教会是神的主耶稣的身体
Because church is body of Christ.
教会是圣灵在运行建造的
It's established and built by Holy Spirit.
我们主要来就是传主耶稣真神。
The most important task we have is to preach Lord Jesus Christ.
最重要的主耶稣的信息就是主耶稣要来救罪人呐。
The most important message regarding Christ Jesus is that he came into the world to save sinners.
我们来看另外一个经节，哥林多后书第一章。
Let's read another passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多的后书第一章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
他怎么救我们呢？
How did he deliver us?
是不是只有救我们一次?
Did he only deliver us once?
我们来看看。
Let's look at this.
哥林多后书第一章第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
第一章第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
他啊就是神啊，神曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Verse 10. Who delivered us? From so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope.
神曾经拯救我们那个极大的死亡。
God has saved us from this great peril of death.
这是在过去。
That was in the past.
这是保罗写给信徒讲的。
Paul wrote this message to believers.
就是我们。
Believers referring to us.
神曾经过去救我们。
God has saved us.
是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是我们从不信成为信。
That means that we came from unbelief to believe.
现在还要救我们。
But now he will continue to save us.
因为我们一定要在耶稣基督里面。
Because we have to remain in Christ Jesus.
我们才能够胜过情欲。
So that we can overcome lust.
我们才能够被拯救。
So that we can be saved.
将来我们还要去拯救。
In the future, he will continue to save us.
因为将来神要给我们永生。
Because in the future, he will give us eternal life.
救恩从头到尾，中间都是主耶稣在救我们。
Lord Jesus Christ saves us and is continuing to save us throughout the whole process of salvation.
所以基督耶稣降世来到这个世间要拯救罪人，不是只有指着信要受洗信主的那一次而已。
When we say Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, we don't only mean that we have to believe in Jesus Christ, be baptized.
这句话不是只有对没有信的人讲的。
And this statement was not spoken only to unbelievers.
这句话是对我们信徒讲的。
This statement was spoken to us believers.
而且是我们所要传的，所要守的。
And this is what we have to keep and observe.
主耶稣来救谁？
Who did Lord Jesus come to save?
他愿意救所有的人。
He's willing to save all men.
但是只有一种人可以被得救。
But only one kind of people can be saved.
就是罪人。
That is sinners.
主耶稣曾经讲过。
Lord Jesus has said.
我来不是救义人悔改，乃是救罪人悔改。
I came not to call the righteous to repentance, but to call sinners to repentance.
因为义人他不自己认为有罪。
Because the righteous do not think that they have sin.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So that's why we have to be very careful.
如果我们已经觉得我们自己完全了。
If we think that we are perfect,
哎，那可能神就不会继续救我们。
Perhaps God will not continue to save us.
因为主耶稣来不是要救义人悔改。
Because Lord Jesus Christ did not come to cause righteous to repent.
其实义人也不会悔改。
Actually, righteous will not repent.
哎，悔改是知道自己有错才要悔改啊。
Only those who acknowledge that he is wrong will repent.
一个人如果不认自己的错，
if a person does not acknowledge that he is wrongdoing, how can he repent?
所以要得到主耶稣的救恩。
So in order to receive Jesus' salvation,
每一个人要知道自己是罪是什么。
We have to understand what our sins are.
这也就是最难的。没有信主的人要进到信主的，要受洗之前最困难的一个问题。
This is a hard question an unbeliever has to answer before he came into Christ.
有一些朋友啊，来到我们教会，很喜欢听我们的道理。
Some friends like to come to our church and listen to sermons.
有的人觉得这个道理很好，
Some think that truth is very great.
也要信。
He wants to believe.
但是问到他，你有没有罪呢？
But when we ask him, do you have sin?
我不晓得我有罪。
He answered, I don't think I do have sin.
我来到这里只是想要更好而已啊。
I came here for the purpose of bettering myself.
我哪里有犯罪？
I did not sin.
这样子的人就很难受洗。
And then it's very hard for this kind of people to be baptized.
因为他不知道自己的罪。
Because he does not know his own sin.
他更不知道耶稣来到这个世界是只有拯救罪人。
He didn't know that Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners.
只有拯救那自己认为是罪人的人。
To save those who think that they are sinners.
如果我们这个人不认为自己是罪人，
If we do not regard ourselves as sinners,
主耶稣的救恩就临不到我们身上。
Then Lord Jesus Christ's salvation cannot come upon us.
所以这句话我们要好好的去思想。
So we have to meditate upon this.
到底我们知道自己的罪是什么吗？
Do we know what our sins are?
我们到底犯了什么罪？
What sins have we committed?
罪有好几个方向。
There are many different kinds of sin.
在这个罪是从神的角度来看，不是从人的角度看。
But we look at the problem of sin from the perspective of God and not man.
而这个拯救也是从神的角度来看，不是从人的角度来看。
And we also talk about salvation from the perspective of God, not from man.
所以我们要看罪的话，就要从圣经来看。
So if we want to discuss the topic of sin, we have to look at through the Bible.
我们首先看罗马书第五章。
Let's first turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节告诉我们罪从哪里来的。
Verse 12 tells us where does sin come from.
罪起源是从哪里的。
The origin of sin.
怎么会跑到人类来呢？
How did it come upon humanity?
第五罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这就如罪是从义人入了世界，死又从罪而来的，于是死就临到众人了，因为众人都犯罪。我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
十四节。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。十二节跟十四节在讲什么？
What did verse 12 and 14 talk about?
告诉我们罪怎么跑进入到人类里面来。
These two verses tell us how the sin enter humanity.
罪怎么进入到你跟我的里面来。
How does sin enter you and me?
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us.
从一个人进来的。
It came through one man.
那个人我们都知道，是从亚当啊。
And we know that man referred to Adam.
那亚当是那最神创立的第一对夫妇的代表。
Adam is the representative of the first couple.
其实第一个犯罪的是他的太太夏娃。
Actually, the first person who sinned was his wife, Eve.
夏娃犯罪了以后，又让亚当犯罪。
After Eve sinned, he made Adam to sin with him.
但是亚当是男人。
But Adam was a man.
所以要负这个责任。
So that's why he had to take full responsibility.
所以哥林多前书十五章那里讲。
That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 15
tells us. 在亚当里众人都死了。
In Adam, all men died.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
因为第一对夫妇犯罪了。
Because the first husband and wife have sinned.
什么叫做罪？
What is sin?
就是违抗神的诫命。
Sin is to go against God's commandments.
神所规定的。
What God had told us to do.
告诉他们要遵守的。
And commanded them to obey.
但是他们没有去遵守。
But they failed to obey.
而且去犯了。
And they broke the rule.
然后神就要按照他所讲的那个诫命里面的结果来处罚。
So therefore God had to punish them according to what he had previously told them.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is a righteous judge.
神是照他所讲的话来执行。
God executes according to what he has spoken.
神是公义的神，也是慈爱的神。
God's a righteous God as well as a merciful God.
所以人就要按照神的诫命里面的结果来受处罚。
So man had to be judged according to the word of God.
我们看一下创世纪。
Let's take a look at Genesis.
到底这个人犯了什么罪？
What exactly did this man do?
那结果是什么呢？
What was the result of his action?
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
那时候神创造人，把人放在伊甸园里面。
That time God created man and placed him in the Garden of Eden.
那时候他们没有罪。
And there was no sin at that time.
他们随时都可以跟神交通。
They can communicate with God anytime they want.
神也把交管这个伊甸园的这个看管叶甸园的责任交给亚当夏娃。
God also gave the responsibility of taking care of the garden to Adam and Eve.
管理所有的生物，神所创造的生物。
And they're to take care of all the creatures of that God had created.
只给他们一条诫命。
He only gave them one commandment.
创世纪二章十六节十七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2 verse 16.
主神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你都可以随意吃。”十七节。
17.
只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。好，主神只给他这条诫命。
This is the only commandment that God gave them.
你可以吃所有的果子。
You're free to eat any fruit.
那个园中里面有两个果子特别。
There are two types of fruit that are more special than the others.
第九节告诉我们。
Verse 9 tells us.
第一个是生命树。
First is the tree of life.
第二个是分别善恶的树。
The second is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神说其所有的果子都可以吃，只有那个分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃。
God said that you're free to eat any fruit in the garden except for the fruit of the tree of the good and evil.
包括那个生命树上的果子。
Including the fruit of the tree of life.
那我们从前后文看来，他们没有去吃这个生命树的果子。
From the text, we come to understand that they did not eat the fruit from the tree of life.
生命树，这个名词一直到圣经最后一卷书啊，启示录再出现。
Tree of life did not appear until the Book of Revelation.
尤其是到将来的天国出现了。
And appeared in heaven.
就是神的生命。
The kingdom of heaven. This represents the life of God.
他们在选择的时候没有选择神的生命。
When they were choosing, they did not choose life of God.
他们要选择能够分别善恶的智慧。
They chose the wisdom to discern good from wrong.
这告诉我们人的自由选择。
So this tells us that we have free will.
神告诉人不能吃那个果子。
God told man that you cannot eat this fruit.
你吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
事实上，他们在活了九百多岁。
But actually, they lived on until the 900 years.
那神的话难道不成立吗？
Did God's word fail?
其实圣经里面的讲的死是跟神隔绝、隔开。
But the death here. Actually refers to separation from God.
你犯罪的那天，你就跟神隔开了。
The day that you sin, you will be separated from God.
因为在你跟你这个亚当夏娃跟神之间有一个墙壁，那就是罪隔开了。
There's a wall between Adam, Eve, and God, and that wall represents sin.
第三章告诉我们。
Chapter 3 tells us.
当他们犯罪以后，神就把他们赶出伊甸园。
After they sinned, God sent them out of the Garden of Eden. 然后
叫天使把守进入伊甸园的路。
And he placed a angel to guard the way to the garden.
尤其是把守生命到生命树上的路。
Especially the way to the tree of life.
因为他们已经失掉神给他们的生命了。
Because they had lost the life that God gave them.
虽然他们肉身的生命还在。
Even though their physical life still exists.
他们跟神的关系已经断绝掉了。
The relationship of they have with God had already.
这就是从圣经里面来讲的罪的一开始是从哪里来的。
So this is the origin of sin according to the Bible.
在亚当夏娃还没有吃犯罪以前没有罪。
Before Adam and Eve ate the fruit of good and evil, they did not have sin.
他们还不是在罪的控制之下。
They were not under the control of sin.
但是他们吃了以后。
But after they ate from it.
那个他们不晓得的、不明白的那个罪，灵里面的罪就进到人里面来了。
The spiritual sin entered into humanity.
结果是什么呢？
What was the result?
我们再回来看罗马书第五章十二节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
他说 罪是从一人进入了世界。
It says that one, through one man, sin entered into the world.
死又是从罪来的。
Death through sin.
因为犯罪了。
Because we sinned.
照神的话。
According to God's word.
结果就是死。
The result of this action is sin.
死就是跟神隔开了。
Sin is to have no part with God.
于是死就临到众人。
Or death is to have no part with God.
因为亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园以后，从亚当夏娃生出来的人类。都在死的控制之下。
So death spread to all men, and after Adam and Eve sinned, all their children, they're under sin as well.
罗马书五章十四节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 14.
亚当到摩西死就做了王。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses.
这个把死啊当做一个王来形容啊。
Here describes death as a king.
所以凡是在王下面的，你就跑不了。受王的控制，你没有办法离开这王的控制。
Those who are under his dominion cannot escape his arm.
换句话说，你成为王的奴隶。
His dominion, you are his slave.
就是成为死和罪的奴隶。
That means that you are a slave to sin and death.
他说第五十四节说，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。
Verse 14 tells us that even those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, They are also under sin.
亚当是第一个人类的一个代表。
Adam is a representative of humankind.
摩西是律法的代表。
Moses represents the law.
包括的就是所有的人。亚当到下摩西就包括所有的人。
Moses was also included. Is also part of the human.
亚当跟摩西啊，亚当到摩西的意思就是代表所有的人。
The phrase Adam until Moses represents everyone.
就好像十二节所讲的，死就临到众人，因为众人都在罪的权势之下。
Just like was saying in verse 12, death spread to all men because all sins.
罗马书第六章告诉我们罪的奴隶。
Romans chapter 6 tells us about slaves of sin.
保罗啊，体验这个。
Paul had experienced this.
如果我们在罪的奴隶之下
，If we're under the dominion of sin,
这个人。不想要做好做不好。
Even though this person wants to do good, he cannot.
想不做好做 不想做的坏事却做出来。
Yet he does the bad things that he does not want to do.
我们来看啊，我们来看，第罗马书第七章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans 7.
我们从十四节读起。
Let's read from verse 14.
十四节到十七节。
14 to 17.
十四节。
14.
七章十四节，我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，已经卖给了罪。十五节，因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所厌恶的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。十六节，若我所做的是我所不愿意做的，就是我就应承认律法是善的。十七节，即使这样，我就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。一个人在罪的控制之下。
When a person is under bondage to sin,
虽然他明白神的律法，
even though he understands the law of God,
但是他已经卖给罪了。
Yet because he was sold to sin,
他在罪的控制之下，
he was is under the bondage of sin.
所以他想做的善，他就做不出来。
Therefore, he cannot do the things that he wants to do.
他不想做的恶却做出来。
The good things that he wants to do, yet he did.
保罗他亲身体验。
He does the things that he hates.
在罗马书第七章，他讲我是指保罗。
Paul had personal experience of this.
保罗知道，在罪的控制之下，这人没有得生的希望了。
Paul knows that under the bondage of sin, a person has no hope of salvation.
他自己亲身体验。
He had personal experience of this.
他说里面有一股很大的力量。
He said that there is this great power inside me.
无缘无故我就会生气。
I get angry for no reason.
无缘无故我就会恨人。
I get hate people for no reason.
无缘无故我就要抢人。
I rob others for no reason.
无缘无故我就打人。
I hit others for no reason.
这些东西都不是我想做的。
I do not wish to do any of
this. 怎么会这样子呢？
Yet why did he do that?
保罗知道。
Paul knows.
因为他在罪的控制之下。
Because he is under the bondage of sin.
所以主耶稣来要救罪人。
And that's why Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners.
因为一个罪人他没有办法照神的标准去为善。
Because a sinner cannot live to the standards of God.
因为他不可能。
it's impossible for him to do it because he has no power.
感谢神，我们弟兄姊妹都了解这个道理。
Thank God, all the brothers and sisters know this truth.
所以我们承认我们是罪人。
So we acknowledge that we're sinners.
所以我们靠主耶稣的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
Our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus.
主耶稣吃的身体为我们做挽回祭。
Lord Jesus used his body as a sacrifice.
来拯救我们。
To save us.
因为我们没有办法离开这个罪的控制之下。
Because there's no way that we can escape the bondage of sin.
我们再来看啊，主耶稣怎么救我们。
Let's take a look at how Jesus saved us.
我们来看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
三章的二十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 25.
我们从二十四节开始读。
Let's read from verse 24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。二十五节。
25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪啊，主耶稣来救我们。
Jesus Christ came to save us.
因为我们在罪的控制之下。
Because we are under control of sin.
那怎么样来救我们呢
？How did he save us?
第一个
，First.
在神的方面来看，主耶稣成为挽回祭。
Jesus Christ became a propitiation.
他成为一个祭物。
He became a sacrifice.
献给神。
To be offered to God.
旧约里面每年都要献祭。
In the Old Testament, believers have to offer sacrifice every year. They have to kill an animal.
然后用那个动物的死来代替我人类的罪。
And replace their sins with the death of the animal.
希望神不要再纪念我的罪。
And so that God will not remember their sins anymore.
但是希伯来书第十章告诉我们，这不可能的。
But Hebrews chapter 10 tells us that this is impossible.
如果那个动物的死可以代替我的罪
，If the death of an animal can replace your sin,
我们只要献祭一次就好了。
Then we only need to offer sacrifice once.
那为什么我们常常献祭
？But why do we need to offer sacrifice?
表示那个动物为做祭物没有果效的。
Because this animal as a sacrifice has no result.
每一次献祭只是让我们想起我们的罪而已。
Has no effect because every time we offer sacrifice, we remember our sin.
想起罪并不等于我们的罪被赦免。
Remembering our sin does not equate to the forgiveness of our sin.
主耶稣2000年前第一次在十字架上献上自己的身体。
2000 years ago, Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed his body on the cross.
他就成为那个通进入圣所的至圣所里面的那个路。
He became the way for us, the way that leads to the holy of the holiest.
圣经告诉我们，他一次献上成为永远的献祭。
The Bible tells us that he offered his body once for all.
这是主耶稣2000年前所做成的工作。
This was the work that Lord Jesus done 2000 years ago.
二十五节
，verse 25，
神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
God set Lord Jesus Christ as a propitiation.
然后又讲到说，凭耶稣的血。
And in His blood.
为什么耶稣的血能够救我们呢？
How can Lord Jesus' blood save us?
因为只有血能够让我们的罪得到赦免。
Because this blood can forgive our sins.
这个血，耶稣的血在灵里面、属灵里面会赦掉我们的罪。
Jesus' blood and spirit can forgive our sins.
因为他代替我们死了。
Because he had died for us.
在圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
有一个人在使徒时候，他很是一个很虔诚的人。
There is a person who lived in the apostolic time who was a very devout man.
他不是犹太人，他从国外一直到圣殿去耶路撒冷去朝拜。
He was not a Jew, yet he traveled a long distance to Jerusalem to worship God.
他使徒行传第八章告诉我们他是埃迪阿伯的太监。
Acts chapter 8 tells us that he's a eunuch from Ethiopia.
他是一个大官，财政大权大臣。
He was a great official in charge of treasury.
但是他很虔诚。
Yet he was very devout.
他朝拜耶路撒冷，朝拜完了以后，他回家的路程上。
On his way back from Jerusalem.
他看以赛亚书。
He was reading the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah 53.
圣灵带领一个工人叫腓力。
The Holy Spirit guided a worker named Philip.
跑过来问他说：“你看的那个，你懂吗
？”To come to him and ask him the question, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
这个人虽然是大官，他很谦卑的说：“我不懂，你来教我。
”Even though this person was a great officer, he was very humble and he asked Philip to teach him.
以赛亚书53章在讲什么
？What was what's Isaiah 53 talking about?
这是以赛亚先知在主耶稣出生前800年 对主耶稣将来要成就救恩，在十字架上成就救恩的这件事情。
It contains the prophecy of how Lord Jesus will fulfill the salvation, and this prophecy was written by Isaiah 800 years before Jesus' birth.
他提到有一个人。
He mentioned a person.
将要受害。
A person will be hurt.
他很安静的受害。
Yet he will suffer in silence.
很多人都觉得说他犯了什么错。
Many people think that he had done great wrong.
他要被人家杀死。
That's why he needs to be killed.
有的人还要笑他。
Some people even mocked him.
但是他都默默不讲话。
Yet he kept his silence.
但是以赛亚在那边讲。
Isaiah said,
他的受苦，他的受死，不是为别人。
He suffered and died not for others.
是为我的我们的罪。
He did those for our sins.
神把他当作挽回祭、赎罪祭。
God set him as a propitiation.
因为他的死，神就不再纪念我们人的罪。
Because of his death, God no longer remembers our sins.
他在看这卷书啊，他看不懂。
He did not understand what he was reading.
腓力就解释给他，这就是主耶稣。
So Philip explained to him that the person Isaiah was talking about was Jesus.
腓力讲完以后，那个人就马上要求受洗。
After Philip finished his explanation, the eunuch asked for baptism.
我要相信耶稣。
He said, I want to believe in Jesus.
耶稣为我的罪而死。
Where Jesus died for my sins.
他是我的救主。
He's my savior.
所以当场就受洗了。
So immediately he was baptized.
所以神啊，成就了救恩。
God fulfilled salvation.
第一个就是把耶稣当挽回祭。
The first step he took was to set Jesus as a propitiation.
第二个，借耶稣的血来赦免我们的罪。
So that through his blood our sin may be forgiven.
那还有一点，就要借着人的信。25节。
Another important point is in verse 25, we have to believe.
所以一个人要得到神的拯救。
So a person in order for a person to receive salvation.
要明白圣经所讲的救赎。
To understand the salvation as explained in the Bible.
耶稣是做我的罪的挽回祭。
To understand that Lord Jesus is a propitiation for our sin.
耶稣的血会洗掉我们的罪。
That his blood will wash away our sins.
但是我要完全的相信顺从。
But we have to believe in this and completely submit ourselves to this.
那么在我们信仰的当中是什么时候呢？
When did all this happen?
那就是在洗礼的时候。
This all happens in baptism.
罗马书第六章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 6 tells us.
我们受洗是归入耶稣的死。
In baptism, we are baptized into his death.
是与他同死同埋葬。
And we die with him, we are buried with him, we resurrect with him.
我们什么跟主耶稣同死同埋葬呢？
How can we die, be buried, and resurrect with him?
我们看罗马书第六章第六节。
Let's read Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
六章的六节。
Chapter 6 verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使我们的罪身灭绝，就叫我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with him.So that we will no longer be slaves to sin.
就是我们那个罪人犯罪的身体跟主耶稣同死了。
This old self was crucified with Jesus.
那个身体，那个罪人犯罪的身体，原来是罪的奴隶。
This body of sin was a slave to sin.
那这个人死掉了。
When this person dies,
在灵里面，这个人罪人死了。
In spirit, the sinner dies.
我们里面以前的犯罪的那个人死了。
The person that sin dies.
我们又在灵里面又生出来了。
And in spirit, we're being born again.
我们在主耶稣里面、圣灵里面生出来。
In spirit, in the Holy Spirit, we were given birth.
这代表两个意思。
This has two meanings.
第一个，我们的罪被除掉了。
First, our sins are forgiven.
不再被纪念了。
They're removed, no longer remembered.
受洗的时候，就是我们的罪不再就被神纪念。
During baptism, our sins are no longer remembered by God.
第二个就是重生。
Second is that we are reborn.
我们在神里面有新的生命出来了。
In God, we have new life.
我们跟这个旧的生命没有关系了。
We have no part with old life anymore.
所以一个洗礼的人要明白。
So a person who's baptized has to understand.
我们信徒要明白。
Believers have to understand.
我们的过去的罪已经死了。
Our old self has died.
我们成为有一个新的生命。
We have a new life.
我们应该怎么做？
What should we do?
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
十四节。
14.
六章十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14.
罪必不能做你们的主。
For sin shall not be master over you.
因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For you are not under law, but under grace.
十五节。
15.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪，断乎不可。
What then shall we sin because we're not under law but under grace? May it never be.
16节
16.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成圣。
Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you're a slave to the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness?
这几节圣经在讲什么？
What do these verses tell us?
当我们受洗的时候，
when we're baptized,
我们相信主耶稣宝血洗掉我们的罪，
when we believe the Lord Jesus' blood can wash away our sins,
主耶稣用他的身体把我所有的罪都担在十字架担当了，
that he had carried all our sins and crucified them on the
cross. 我已经重生了。
We are reborn.
我不在罪的控制之下。
We will reborn and be no longer under the control of sin.
我在主的恩典之下。
Rather, we will be under the grace of God.
我自由了。
We're free.
我从罪里面得到释放了。
We're released from sin.
但是有一点我们要注意。
There's one point we have to pay special attention to.
你有自由选择的能力。
Now we have a choice, a freedom of choice.
你可以选择继续靠神做一个属灵的神的孩子。
We have a choice to rely on God and be a children of God.
换句话说，你继续顺从神，继续顺从圣灵。
In another word, we have a choice to submit ourselves to God and obey the Holy Spirit.
保罗在这里也讲，
Paul says,
一个受洗的人，
here that a person who's baptized,
他也可以再选择再回去犯罪。
He can also choose to go back to his old way of
life. 如果他再选择做犯罪，他就做罪的奴仆。
If he chooses to sin again, he will be slave of sin.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us,
这种人就没有悔改的机会了。
This kind of person has no more chance of salvation.
所以神要求我们受洗的人是什么？期待我们什么呢？
What's the requirement that God has for us?
我们要有一个立志的心。
That we must set a determination.
重新以后要做一个重生的人。
That today we will become a new person.
做一个新造的人。
Be a new person.
要靠主耶稣。
That relies on Jesus
圣灵的帮助，
help of the Holy Spirit,
一定能够胜过，
so that we can overcome.
这是圣经 神给受洗之后的人的应许福气。
This is a blessing and a promise that God has given us to those who have believed.
主耶稣已经成就十字架救恩。
Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled the salvation.
他要求我们今天所期待我们的是什么？
What's the expectation that He has for us?
我们要信耶稣。
That we must believe in Him.
我们不但相信神的存在。
Not only believe that He exists.
他是自由拥有的。
That He is the everlasting
God. 我们更要相信神在圣经里面所讲的话。
We have to believe every word written in the Bible.
尤其对我们灵命上的应许。
Especially the promises that has to do with our spiritual life.
他告诉我们。
He tells us.
你只要立志。
As long as you set the determination.
圣灵
rely on the Holy Spirit,
在耶稣基督里面
in Christ Jesus,
你一定会得到永生，
you will have eternal life,
绝对不会灭亡，
you will not be perished.
这是一个很宝贵的道理。
This is a very precious teaching.
我们受洗了以后，
after we're baptized,
虽然我们过去的罪已经赦免了，
even though our sins have been forgiven,
我们还是活在这个世界上，
yet we live in this world,
我们还有这个肉身的软弱，
we still have weaknesses of flesh,
所以神赐圣灵给我们，
that's why God gives us the Holy Spirit,
圣灵来做帮助我们，
to help us,
罗马书的第八章就告诉我们了，
Romans chapter 8 tells us,
我们怎么样能够维持我们一直在神的拯救当中呢？
How can we remain under the salvation of God?
只有一个条件，
there is only one way.
我们看罗马书第八章第一节，
let's read Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
第八章的第一节，
chapter 8 verse 1.
如今那在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面就不定罪了。
There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
神不再定他的罪。
God will no longer condemn.
一个条件，
There is one requirement.
要确保我们在耶稣基督里面。
He has to make sure that he is in Christ Jesus.
什么叫做在耶稣基督里面？
What does it mean to remain in
Christ
Jesus?
为什么在耶稣基督里面我们不会再被定罪呢？
And how come only in Christ Jesus we will not be condemned?
第二节解释原因。
Verse 2 tells us the reason.
因为是圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律。
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
这里有两个律。
There are two laws.
什么叫做律？
What is a law?
因为律就是控制的意思。
Law controls us.
就好像我们在美国要受美国法律的控制。
Just like living in the United States, we have to obey the law of the United States.
你参加任何一个社团，在学校去有规则的，你要在那个规则之下。
If you go to any social club, you have to follow the rules of that social club.
神给我们设了一个律。
God has set a law for us.
生命圣灵的律。
The law of the spirit of life.
圣灵可以带给我们生命。
The Holy Spirit can give us life.
罪会带给我们死。
Sin will bring us death.
这是两个不同的控制。
These are two separate dominion.
我们在这个之下，没人没有自由的，人没有办法反抗的。
We have no control over these.
神设立的这个律在宇宙万物里面。
These law already set in the universe.
很简单，我们都知道，所有的东西往在天在空中里往来一放，一定会往地下跑。
It's simple. You know that if you throw something up, it will fall down.
因为这是神创造的地心引力。
Because God's created gravity.
宇宙中间没有一个能够逃脱这个定律。
No one can escape from this law.
但是我们看到天空的飞鸟会往上飞。
But yet we see birds of the air flies in the air.
为什么
？Why？
因为它有翅膀。
Because they have wings.
还有一个更重要的一个原因。
There's the most important reason.
因为它还活着。
And that is that they are alive.
如果有一个人在有个猎人在下面拿一把枪一打的话，你打到那只鸟当场就掉下来。
If a hunter shoots a bird and the bird fall and dies.
因为死的鸟就要根据的地心引力的这个律来活。
That dead bird has to follow the law of gravity.
但是它为什么能够飞呢？
Why? How come he can fly?
因为神是给他生命。
He can fly because God's given him life.
他胜过了那个地心引力。
He's overcome the law of gravity.
这两个律存在的。
These two laws exist.
一个是罪和死的律。
This one is the law of death.
所以一直存在的。
Of sin and of death.
但是我们人怎么能够胜过这个罪和死的律呢？
How can we overcome as humans the law of sin and death?
就是在耶稣基督里面。
We have to remain in Christ Jesus.
什么叫在耶稣基督里面呢？
What does it mean to remain in Christ Jesus?
因为主耶稣会给我们圣灵。
Because Lord Jesus will give us Holy Spirit.
圣灵就会带领我们活命。
This Holy Spirit will give us life.
所以才说在耶稣基督里面，你不再被定罪了。
That's why this here tells us that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面有两个意思。
There are two meanings of when we say to remain in Christ Jesus.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第一个在第三节。
The first meaning is in verse 3.
第二个在第四节。
The second meaning is in verse 4.
第三节怎么讲？
What does verse 3 tell us?
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
Verse 3, for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
因为神的怜悯
，because of God's mercy，
他知道我们人没有办法胜过罪和死的律。
He knows that we cannot overcome the law of sin of death。
靠我们自己，我们太没有办法胜过，不可能的。
我们
有软弱。
We cannot rely on our own strength to do that。
神的安排。
So God prepared。
就是独生子主耶稣为我们来。
Prepare His only Son to for us。
他成为罪身的形状。
He became the likeness of sin.
不是犯罪啊。
He did not sin.
他成为人的形状。
He became the likeness of sinful flesh as a human. Yet he does not have sin.
所以他说成为人的形状。
So he has the likeness of a man.
他不是生出来哦。他不是生出来。
Oh, he was not born.
因为神没有生日。
Because God has no birthday.
神是从灵成为人。
He became a human. Through flesh.
我们要有清楚的认识。
Through spirit. So we have to understand.
他来了，成为这个人体的形状。
He came in the form of human.
为什么？
How come?
因为他要用这个人体的这个形状当作祭物献给神。
Because he has to use this body as an offering for sin.
希伯来书告诉我们，这是神准备的。
Hebrews tells us that God has prepared this.
这是神准备的祭物。
God has prepared this offering.
因为要为人类的救赎所预备的。
He's prepared this for salvation of mankind.
所以说做了赎罪祭。
So he was offered as an offering for sin.
那他在肉体中定了罪案。
And he condemned sin and the flesh.
把这个罪啊，当作一个人一样啊，当作一个坏人一样，把它定了，把它定下来，不能动了。
Sin was like an evil person. God has nailed this evil person on the cross.
就是这个罪不再能够对人发生作用。
This means that sin no longer has any power over man.
这个罪为什么会对一个受洗的人不再发生作用呢？
How come this sin will have no effect on a person who's baptized?
不是那个受洗的人做了什么事情。
It's not because this person was baptized.
Did anything. 是主耶稣为 这个人的罪，这是为这个人的罪做赎罪祭啊。
It was because Lord Jesus has already offered his body for the sinful person.
这个是神的方法。
This was God's method.
凡是想要信主的人，你一定要完全的相信。
Those whoever believe, desires to believe in Jesus has to believe this.
你想说这主耶稣2000年前就钉在十字架，他怎么有办法救我呢？
If you say Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross 2000 years ago, how can you save me?
我们要从灵的角度来看。
But we have to look at this from spiritual perspective.
你不能从肉身的角度来看。
We cannot look at this from the fleshly
perspective. 主耶稣2000年前早就死了，肉身早就死了。
Jesus' flesh already perished 2000 years ago.
但圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
主耶稣灵里面的一次的献上永远有效。
In spirit, Jesus Christ's offering has effect forever.
而且告诉我们。
And also tells us.
不但是对今天的人有效。
It's not only effective to people today.
而且是对主耶稣还没有出生以前的所有的人有效。
Its effectiveness also extends to those who were born before Lord Jesus Christ.
摩西没有受洗。
Moses did not, was not baptized.
这些所有的先知没有受洗。
None of the prophets were baptized.
圣经告诉我们，他们就是在等主耶稣钉十字架。
The Bible tells us that they are waiting for Jesus' crucifixion.
因为他们跟我们一起同德。
So that they can also receive the salvation with us.
这要从灵里面来看。
We have to look at this from spiritual perspective.
灵没有时间的。
There's no time in spirit.
在耶稣基督里面代表我们的今天就是受洗。
In Jesus Christ, when we're baptized.
所以我们弟兄姊妹要对受洗的这个道理要很慎重，很尊重。
We have to have a very clear understanding of this teaching of baptism.
永远要尊重。
And respect this forever.
我们越信主，越要纪念主耶稣的死。
The more we believe in Jesus Christ, the more we have to remember Lord Jesus' death.
我们永远没有办法偿还的神的恩典。
We can never repay God's grace.
越能够纪念，你能够越能明白神的救赎。
The more you know how to remember His death, the more understanding you will have.
你越能够明白你是自己一个罪人。
And the more you will understand that you're a sinner.
保罗说他是一个罪魁。
Paul said that he's a chief sinner.
他那个时候已经传福音，他讲这句话的时候，他已经传福音传了三四十年了。
When he made this statement, he had already preached gospel.
他做了很多的工。
For 30 years.
他自己灵修。
He done many work and he.
他应该没有罪啊。
Cultivated his spirituality.
他在讲什么？
So he should be of no sin. So what
was he talking about? 他为什么说他是罪魁呢？
Why did he say that he's a chief
sinner? 因为他永远不忘记他三四十年前他去抓基督徒的事情。
Because he had never forgotten. What he had done before he was a Christian, he captured and killed Christians.
主耶稣跟他讲第一句话。
The first words that Lord Jesus told him.
叫他的名字，以前的名字，扫罗，扫罗。
Was Lord Jesus called him by his previous name, which was Saul, Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
这句话他永远记得。
He remembers these words forever.
而且年纪越大。记得越清楚。
The older he gets, the more he remembers.
我们有时候觉得说年老了，很多都会忘记，什么都不知道了。
Sometimes we think that as we grow older, we will forget things.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
肉体渐渐毁坏。
Our body will decay.
信主的人内心心思一天。
Yet our inner self will be renewed day by day.
为什么内心会心思一天呢？
Why will our inner self be renewed day by day?
为什么说肉体渐渐毁坏呢？
And how come our flesh will decay day by day?
那句话在告诉我们什么？
What's the statement trying to tell us?
你信主主越久，
The more you believe in Jesus,
你肉体越老了，
The older your flesh gets.
你很多东西都忘记了。
You might forget many things.
但是有一件事情
But there's one thing
会越来越清楚
that will become clearer and clearer.
就是主耶稣的救恩
And that is the salvation of Jesus.
我是一个罪人
We are, I'm a sinner.
因为我越来越靠近主了
Because the closer I am to Jesus.
我看到很多我自己的罪
The more faults I see in myself.
我看以前看不到的我现在看到了
What I did not see, I see them now.
哎呀主耶稣真的怜悯我
Lord Jesus Christ,
像我这么脏的人，神都来救我。
A person as dirty as I am, Lord Jesus is willing to save.
所以保罗大声的讲。
So that's why Paul proclaimed this loudly.
他做了那么多的工。
Even though he's done many works.
他不怕人家笑他。
He's not afraid people will mock.
我是个罪魁。
He said out loud that he's a chief sinner.
神就大大的救他。
Then Lord Jesus Christ
大大的用他。
Greatly and use him greatly.
我们要了解这句话。
So we have to understand the same.
基督降世为救罪人。
Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners.
我们永远要记得我们受洗的那个时候。
We have to remember forever the moment that we're baptized.
要越来越清楚。
So that we can have clear understanding.
因为我们越走越要靠近，回到神的家里去了。
Because the longer we walk, the further we walk, the closer we are to God's home.
我们越来越会像神了。
We will become more and more like God.
我们对神的事情越来记得越清楚。
We will remember clearly the things regarding God.
对人的事情越来越淡忘了。
But things of man we will forget.
那有什么事情那不重要了。
And they are of no importance to us anymore.
最重要是要见神了。
What's most important to us is to see God.
我要越来越记得神的事情。
I will remember more and more clearly things of God.
主耶稣为我钉十字架。
Lord Jesus Christ crucified for us.
在基督耶稣里面第二个。
Another meaning of to be in Jesus Christ.
第八章第四节。
In chapter 8 verse 4.
第八章的是第四节。
Chapter 8 verse 4.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
除了主耶稣啊为我们死我们受洗啊。
After we're baptized.
最重要的要随从圣灵。
What's the most important thing that we need to do is to walk according to the Spirit.
我们才会继续被神称义。
So that we can continue to be righteous in God's eyes.
什么叫做称义？
What does it mean to become righteous?
神不算为我们有罪。
To be righteous means that God does not regard us.
八章的第四节告诉我们一个原则。
Chapter 8 verse 4 tells us a principle.
只要我们继续随从圣灵。
As long as we continue to walk according to the Spirit.
不随从肉体。
And not according to the flesh.
我们神就继续称我们没有罪。
Then God will continue to profess us as sinless.
什么叫做肉体？
What is flesh?
肉体不是这个身体。
Flesh does not refers to our body.
肉体就是我们自己的想法。
Flesh refers to our own thinking.
圣灵就是神的想法。
Spirit is God's way.
我们只要随时来尊重、来学习、思想神的想法。
If we learn how to respect, meditate, God's words.
当然，神的想法就是在圣经里面啦。
For God's will and God's will is recorded in the Bible.
要转过来，不要想自己的想法。
If we refrain from thinking of our own will.
渐渐慢慢的我们整个头脑就全是神的想法
and slowly we will be filled with God's will
这包括我们所有的事情
including everything
我们家里的事
our things in our
我们的工作
family, in our work
我们在教会的服事
the works that we do in church
这是超过空间的
this has surpassed time and space
神知道
God knows.
我们不可能靠自己的。
It's impossible that we can rely on ourselves.
洗礼已经把过去的罪，神把它不再纪念了。
Through water baptism, God has forgiven our sins.
但是我们还活在这个世上。
Yet we live in this world.
我们要有决定要做很多的事情。
There are many things we want to do.
神要帮助我们。
God will help us.
让我们所决定所做的是合乎神的旨意。
So that everything we decide, everything we do are according to His will.
所以赐下圣灵给我们。
And that's why He wants to give us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵有很多的功用。
Holy Spirit has many functions.
当然我今天只讲一个功用。
We only talk about one today.
我们来看第五章，罗马书第五章第五节。
Let's read Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
罗马书的第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。这里讲圣灵有一个功用。
Here mentions one function of the Holy Spirit.
会把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Holy Spirit will pour into our hearts the love of God.
到底神的爱这里是指什么？
What is the love of God?
第五章第八节。
In chapter 5 verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此显明了。神的爱是什么？
So what is the love of God?
就是深切的了解主耶稣为我们这个罪人的我是死的。
The love of God is to understand that Christ Jesus has died for us sinners.
为什么圣经一直屡次重复的一直在讲这些事情呢？
Why does the Bible repeat this thing over and over?
因为从人的角度不可能了解这件事情。
Because from man's perspective, it's impossible for us to understand.
不管我们参加了多少聚会，
no matter how many services we
attend, 多少的讲习会，
how many seminars
we attend, 你把圣经都读透了，
even if you read the entire Bible,
你也没有办法理解这个事。
You will not understand.
主耶稣为人的罪而死。
that why Lord Jesus Christ died for sinners.
为什么人不能够理解这个事呢？
Why can't we understand?
因为人是从人的角度在理解。
Because we try to do it from our own perspective.
人的理解只局限于人的事情。
We're limited to things that we know.
只有最地面上的事。
Limited to things of the earth.
神赦免我们的罪，主耶稣赦免我们的罪，为我们而死。
Jesus Christ forgave our sins and died for us.
是神的事。
This is a thing of God.
哎，神的事只有神的灵才能够告诉我们。
Only the Spirit of God can understand things of God.
所以才讲圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
That's why this verse tells us that the Holy Spirit will pour the love of God into our hearts.
我们要怎么样才能够随从圣灵，不随从肉体呢？
So how can we walk according to the Spirit and not walk according to the flesh?
至少要做一件事情。
There's at least one thing
我们要常常求圣灵。
That is, we have to pray for the Holy
Spirit. 将神的爱浇灌我。
So that the love of God can pour into our hearts.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
让我常常想起主耶稣为我钉十字架。
This means that so that we can constantly remember that Christ Jesus has crucified for us.
大家都晓得这件事情。
We all know this.
但是这件事情会不会在你心里面产生作用呢？
But can this knowledge bring effect into our hearts?
很大部分的都没有办法。
Most of the time they cannot.
甚至于我们灵恩会要到了。
Even when spiritual convocation is coming.
灵恩会最后一节课。一定是圣餐礼。
The last session of spiritual convocation is Holy Communion.
圣餐礼做什么？
What's Holy Communion?
只有一个目的。
The purpose of it.
纪念主耶稣的死啊。
And that purpose is to remember Jesus' death.
纪念主耶稣的恩典。
To remember His grace.
因为那个我们没有办法去理解的。
Because it's something that we cannot understand.
所以在下个礼拜啊，我们就要灵恩会了，我们就要准备我们的心。
Next week we will have a spiritual convocation.
我们就圣灵将这个现事情啊，神的爱这件事情啊，浇灌在我们心里面。
We need to prepare our heart and ask Holy Spirit to pour God's love into our hearts.
如果我们能够这样子
，If we can do that，
我们就常常在耶稣基督里面。
Then we can remain in Christ Jesus.
我们常常在耶稣里面就不对，被定罪了。
If we remain in Christ Jesus, then we will not be condemned.
那个罪和死的律没有办法控制我们。
The law of sin and of death. No longer has any control over us.
我们要求神给我们有这个明白。
We need to ask God to give us this understanding.
我们有这个立志。
And set this determination.
我们参加灵恩会才有果效。
So that when we attend a spiritual convocation, we can gain fruits.
我们的圣餐参加圣餐才有果效。
So when we attend a Holy Communion, we will be edified.
求神祝福我们。
We ask God to bless us.
主耶稣来到这个世界。
God, Lord Jesus came to this world.
他是要来救我们的。
To save us.
因为我们是个罪人。
Because we are sinners.
求神启示我们。
And we ask God to reveal this to us.
我们就是罪人的身份。
We are sinners.
我们要像保罗一样。
We need to be like Paul.
他认识他是个罪魁。
Who understand that he's a chief sinner.
他说：“神救我这个罪魁。”
He said that God saved me, a chief sinner.
是把我摆成一个样本给所有的人看。
To make me an example for everyone to see.
像我这个罪魁的人，神都拯救了，还有神还不拯救所有的罪人吗？
That if God saved me, a chief sinner, who else will not God save?
关键在哪里？
What's the key?
我们明白我们是罪人吗？
The key is, do we understand that we're sinners?
我们明白我们需要神救我们吗？
Do we understand that we need God to save us?
不是只有洗礼的那一次。
Not only on the day of baptism.
我现在神每天都要救我们。
God wants to save us every day.
将来要救我们到永生。
He will save us all the way until we reach heaven.
我们来唱435首。
Let's sing hymn 435.
我们唱两次哦。
Let's sing this hymn twice.
这一首诗啊，非常的好。
This is a very good hymn.
它的名字叫做《神看我们超过我们的过患》。
The title of this hymn is He Looked Beyond My Fault.
我们人大部分都是看人家的错，做错的地方。
Most of the time we see other people's faults.
很少人说看过做错以后，你看到这个人做错以后，你要怎么样帮助他。
Very rarely do we look beyond other people's faults.
很少人看到说这个人罪人他需要什么。
Rarely do we try to understand what other people need.
只有神。
Only God.
神看到我们的犯罪之外的需要。要怎么样回到神那里
？God saw our needs beyond our faults.
这什么意思呢？我们来唱435首。
So let's sing 435.